The Holocaust happened. That isn't opinion, that's fact. And I won't debate fact.
Denial is about Professor Deborah Lipstadt, who is a professor of Holocaust studies at Emory University. She's written many books. One of them is called Denying the Holocaust. And in this book, she devoted a few paragraphs about David Irving, who is a British historian who is a Holocaust denier.
There were no gas chambers anywhere at Auschwitz.
As with any ideologue, you speak outrageous things and you find that there are other people who believe those outrageous things.
How much money have you made out of that tattoo since 1945?
Irving's just sent us notice of a suit.
In 1996, he brought a libel suit against me. He was claiming that I was defaming him and falsely calling him a Holocaust denier.
He wanted to sue her in London because the weight of defense is much more difficult in London.
Wait, I have to prove what I said was true? In the US, there's a presumption of innocence.
Yeah, not in the UK.
Anthony Julius is a solicitor. In the British law system, a solicitor means that you prepare the case. And there's a barrister who argues the case that has been prepared by the solicitor. So Richard Rampton was the barrister.
Richard Rampton was wonderful, and Tom Wilkinson portrays him magnificently.
This case is happening to you, but it's not about you.
Whatever the reasons why people become deniers, when you look closely, they often have an agenda which they won't admit to.
It was really essential to meet Deborah. We spent a couple of days in my kitchen talking, for hours and hours and hours.
I don't think her Brooklyn accent would have endeared her to the court.
My friends will say to me, she captured your accent. I said, you think?
Suddenly it becomes respectable to say the Holocaust didn't happen.
The Holocaust happened, everybody knows it. But to prove that it happened, it's harder than you think.
There are no holes in that roof. Therefore, there never were any gas chambers.
No holes, no Holocaust. He wanted a catchy phrase. He's got it.
Obviously, the character that I play is very controversial, but it's my job to play him from his view and give it texture of a fully rounded character.
The earth is round, the ice caps are melting, and Elvis is not alive.
You can lie.
You don't engage with people you disagree with. Because you can't!
But you can't say my opinion is equal to fact.
Rated PG-13.